Full Moon by Jim Butcher. Print publication by ROC, a division of Penguin Putnam. This production is brought to you by Buzzy Multimedia Audiobooks and is read to you by James Marsters.
Chapter 1. I never used to keep close track of the phases of the moon, so I didn't know that it was one night shy of being full when a young woman sat down across from me in McAnally's pub and asked me to tell her all about something that could get her killed. No, I said, absolutely not. I folded the piece of paper with its drawing of three concentric rings of spidery symbols and slid it back over the polished oak wood table. Kim Delaney frowned at me and brushed some of her dark, shining curtain of hair back from her forehead. She was a tall woman, buxom and lovely in an old-world way, with pale, pretty skin and round cheeks well used to smiling. She wasn't smiling now. "Oh, come on, Harry," she told me. "You're Chicago's only practicing professional wizard, and you're the only one who can help me." She leaned across the table towards me, her eyes intent. "I can't find the references for all these symbols. No one in local circles recognizes them either. You're the only real wizard I've ever heard of, much less know. I just want to know what these others are." "No," I told her. "You don't want to know. You're better off forgetting this circle and concentrating on something else." "But..." Mac caught my attention from behind the bar by waving a hand at me and slid a couple of plates of steaming food onto the polished surface of the crooked oak bar. He added a couple of bottles of his homemade brown ale, and my mouth started watering. My stomach made an unhappy noise. It was almost as empty as my wallet. I would never have been able to afford dinner tonight, except that...